free special and enter promo code USA.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are down in the latest report from the Labor Department. It says 212,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. Biggest increases, Pennsylvania, California, and Oregon. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is taking heat from both Democrats and Republicans after he says at a bill signing event this week,
"We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great."
Cuomo making the comment while criticizing the president's policies on women's reproductive rights and immigrants. Democrat Cynthia Nixon, who's challenging him in a primary next month, said Cuomo's words show that he's out of touch. In Memphis overnight, the annual candlelight vigil was held at Elvis Presley's grave, marking the 41st anniversary of his death. Interestingly, about half of the fans who visit the Presley birthplace each year are from the United Kingdom. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A federal judge in Montana is ordering the State Department to conduct a full environmental review of a revised route for the Keystone XL oil pipeline, and it could delay by years the project that's to cross three states. Judge Brian Morris ruling yesterday a full environmental review is necessary because the pipeline route through Nebraska has been revised from its original planned path. Environmental groups, Native American tribes, and ranchers have been fighting that pipeline for over a decade. The first phase of the nearly 1,200-mile pipeline would carry crude from Alberta, Canada's oil sands to southern Nebraska and Illinois, then link up with existing pipelines to refineries, tank farms, and a distribution center. A 61-year-old man recovering after being attacked by a shark while swimming off Cape Cod. The last shark attack at the popular summer tourist destination in Massachusetts was back in 2012. This victim had puncture wounds to his leg and torso. He was taken to a hospital by helicopter, but he is expected to recover. And those baby Trump balloons that flew over London while President Trump was in England are now stateside, just a few miles from the president's summer residence in New Jersey, in fact. They're going to be used as part of a protest called the Baby Trump Tour. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and members of the Forbes 400 list, and where they share with you their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. Well, you know, it seems that ever since we debuted this program in January of 2002, I've constantly heard from many listeners, aspiring actors, producers, writers, even musicians, for some insight on how to get their start in the entertainment business. All I can tell you is that if today's guest can't offer an insider's perspective, no one can. Peter Guber's business biography in the entertainment industry is so extensive that if it wasn't documented, you would think it's fiction. As an American film producer and executive producer, just a partial list of Peter's movies include Batman, The Color Purple, Rain Man, Midnight Express, Witches of Eastwick, Flashdance, I can go on and on. These films have grossed more than $3 billion in revenues. And after more than 30 years in the entertainment business with other top executive slots, as well as being a full professor at UCLA, Peter believes he has found the critical common thread that ties all successful people and shares his thoughts in a book called Tell to Win. It's the power and the secret behind powerful stories. Well, let's welcome today's guest. Peter Guber, welcome to Legends of Success.
What a nice invitation. Thank you.
Well, Peter, it's great to be here. And, you know, as I'm looking over this business bio, I mean, this is extensive. Your films that you've produced, you've earned over 50 Academy Award nominations, these films. You've grossed over $3 billion. You've been studio chief and CEO. You co-founded Casablanca Records and PolyGram Pictures and Sony. I think I've come up with your secret about how you've done all this, Peter, and that's the fact that you lie about your age. You've got to be 120.
Well, I'm just short of that, but I can honestly tell you that a lot of people contributed to my success, and they owe them an enormous reward and accolade for helping me enjoy the experience as well.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When Jack Welch was here with us, one of the first things he said is you must credit those around you. If you're going to be a great executive and a great manager, build those folks around you, and they'll end up crediting back to you.
I think that's right. But you have to do it. You have to do it because it's the generous and right thing to do, not because you're going to get a benefit back. I think that's really the trick of it all, you know? My question is not whether somebody is benefiting, you know, you. It's whether you're really benefiting them, and whether or not your generosity and what you're doing is purposeful, meaning you're doing it because you really get the joy and excitement out of helping others and supporting others in their mission. And if you do that, that benefit gets paid forward, you know, tenfold.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, it's all giving, and it's almost selfish because you feel so great about what you give to others, and people that truly do that know what that feeling's about.
Right.
Peter, you know, after all these things that you've done, why now and why this book? I mean, what was the real catalyst here?
Well, you know, if I can beg for your forgiveness in this, and tell you a quick one-minute story.
Sure.
I think it'll illustrate it all. I had the accent on the wrong syllable for 35 years. Yes, I was a storyteller in movies and sports and new media and television and athletics, every kind of things. But I only in the last few years, maybe 3 years, certainly just before I started to write this book, that I realized that telling purposeful stories, not storytelling, using stories as a vehicle to move people to action, to get people to vote for your client, join your church, become part of your club, give you a raise, give you a new position, do whatever you want them to do together with you. But the secret was already inside of me and already inside of you. And that's when I realized that the secret was to use these vehicles to power your success. And that was a big change for me. I knew at the beginning. If I could live life backwards, it would be so much more joyous because I would have known all the stuff that I failed and fell down and didn't work with and finally learned.
But, Peter, as you look back over your career and you state this in your book and you look at the different things you've done in life, it finally crystallized that the heart, the common thread to everybody and all these people you talk about in this book, which a number of them I've known and interviewed, they all have a common thread of a powerful story of their plight and what their purpose is in life. Am I correct?
Yes, of course. I think that's really what, you know, all stories have to have challenge, conflict, and resolution, or in a, someone says drama of some sort. You need that. But at the same time, when you say that, the real reality is every ordinary person on the planet is wired the same way. You know, nobody's wired specially. We all share the same DNA. We all share the same design platform, the same wiring, and it's in all of us.
That's right. And you don't have to be a powerful individual to be a great storyteller to get to the next level. Am I correct?
Well, even more so, you are a powerful teller of stories. I don't know if you're a powerful storyteller. There's a different kind of art and craft form.
Sure.
But the idea is everybody makes sense of their life by using a story. Everybody makes sense of what they observe by using it. I saw this. This is what the meaning is to me. I felt this. I went here. And you tell it in the form of a narrative. You don't just give zeros and ones, digital zeros and ones. You don't just give information, data, and PowerPoints and decks to people. You have to narrate them. You have to use emotional transportation of a narrative to move people's hearts, to move people's gut, to move their beingness so that they can own the information in a completely unique way.
Yeah, and really everybody, I don't care if you're a dentist, a lawyer, a movie producer, whatever, everybody really has a story to tell and something to sell, no matter who you are. I have a very good friend of mine, Janet Greco. Janet is on the faculty and an academic director at the Wharton School's Ariste Institute of Executive Ed. She's been teaching storytelling for executives for years. One of her quotes, Peter, she said, "Stories bring bullet points to life." And I think that really crystallizes the whole thing, don't you?
Well, you're so right, because what happens is when you think of a story, when you think of telling a story, you have to think of it in the idea that there's somebody's move, their emotions are moved. They're in a different place from hearing it than when they first heard it. You're going to create a transition in the person, a transformation in the person. And here's what really happens. When you tell a purposeful story, you have a goal. You want somebody either to do something. And that's okay, because you're using the vehicle to move people to action. That's what a purposeful story is. It's done all the time by every single politician that's decent, by every single government leader, by every single great retailer, great wholesaler, great fashion designer, great food epicurean and connoisseur and, if you will, gourmet chef. They're always using narrative to give propulsion to the artifice of product and aspirations. My own view is this. If you can't tell it, you can't sell it. And when you go into the room face-to-face with any person, they're going to have a sense of whether you're authentic or not, whether or not your goal is generous, whether or not you got their attention. And if you don't, you'll never get them to act on your behalf. And the magic of telling a purposeful story is if they get it and they experience it, they tell your story forward. They become viral advocates for your proposition.
Well put. Ladies and gentlemen, we're visiting with Peter Guber, the chairman and CEO of Mandalay Entertainment and the author of the book, Tell to Win. You're listening to Legends of Success.
And now, some legendary advice from the Legends of Success. John Paul DeJuria from John Paul Mitchell Systems learned from failure. He learned that every setback in life carries with it a seed of opportunity.
The only difference, I think, once you have the opportunity, that is, between successful people and unsuccessful people, is successful people do all the things unsuccessful people don't want to do. Whether it's a door slamming in your face and you keep on going to the next door and the next door and the next door with just as much enthusiasm as the first. Or you try something that doesn't work, you try it again and again. Or you're a janitor, and I was a janitor a few times in my life, but I cleaned those floors so good, they sparkled. and I never told anybody, but eventually they noticed what a darn good janitor I was, and I got a raise. It's just you got to do the best you can, even when no one's looking.
Learn more from the legends at legendsofsuccess.com.
Are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend-down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
For your free, no-obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234 to speak to an income specialist. Call now. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, Income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now. 866-913-1234.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com.
Hello, this is Dr. David Watson, headmaster at Community School of Naples in Naples, Florida. And you're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Today, we're visiting with Peter Guber, one of the most prolific executives in the history of the entertainment business. Folks, I don't bring books on. I don't bring guests on because they pay me, because nobody pays to come on this show. But I'm telling you, this book is powerful. It gives you the heart and the story and the drive of a lot of well-known people, some we've had on the show. But Peter, before we get into some of the stories of the people you have in the book, let's get into the story behind the storyteller, Peter Guber. Tell me, take me back to March 12th, 1942 at 407 Ward Street, Newton, Massachusetts. What was life like as a kid? What were your influences growing up?
Well, I grew up in a suburb of Boston. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had four seasons, winter, fall, summer, and spring. And when I grew up, it was a environment where I really didn't know what I wanted to be or do. I was very modestly motivated. I was a third boy in a family, and a conservative family. And I thought to myself, I don't even know how anybody makes money in this world. I couldn't figure it out, even though I went out and did all the normal things like shovel snow and rake leaves to be able to earn some money. I really didn't get it. You know, I didn't get the connection. Mm-hmm. And I really wasn't super motivated towards anything. And then I grew up. I all of a sudden I was in college and about to be drafted into the military, and Vietnam was raging, and I decided, you know, maybe I should try to get into a graduate school, and my brother was already serving in Vietnam, and they deferred me, and so I went to graduate school, and then I went and went and went and went and went and went and went like a broken record, and went and went and went with all the degrees, and went and went, and when it was done, and went some more, and went and went and went, and then I became a student, and then I became decided I would be a teacher. And then suddenly that was interdicted by an experience that when I was pursuing an MBA at NYU, Columbia Pictures and three other companies were recruiting people. I had already had a master's degree in law and a doctor's degree in law, and they were recruiting the people. And the school said, you got to take an interview. So all of a sudden I took an interview, and the next thing I knew, I was in California, and the next thing I knew, I had a job.
That's unbelievable. But when you go back, and this, you know, folks, when we get on to see Peter's career, it's an amazing fast track, but I'm just curious, did Sam and Ruth, your parents, did they have a strong influence and a drive for you to become a lawyer, become an entrepreneur? Because really, you not only became a lawyer, but I want to compliment you. Getting an LLM at NYU, and that's a Master's of Taxation, folks, an LLM, that is pretty intense. And for you to be a lawyer, and then somebody's told me also want to become a doctor, so you couldn't fail one way or the other. Is that right?
You can fail anyway. If there's any way you can fail, you can always fail.
Right.
The question is, you only are a failure is if you forget to get up or don't get up.
That's right.
And learn something from falling down and move on and bring it to the next and the next enterprise. So believe me, I had more ups and downs than a Will Ferrell movie in my life. I mean, you can't believe how many failures, flops, products were in my garage. You can't believe how many you know, movies that didn't work. I had movies like Bonfires of the Vanities where they tried to walk out even when it was shown on planes. I mean, forget it. I mean, I've had all kinds of failures.
What do you learn from failure, Peter Guber?
You learn a very important lesson. You learn that failure and success are handmaidens in your journey. That if you don't really test the outer limits of how good you can be, and that means failing sometimes, you'll never really feel the full pride and effects of your success. And the idea is to give it all without worrying about the failure. That's an incredible lesson that you learn only from realizing that when you fell down like riding your bike, you can get up and ride again. Listen, I tell my students in my classes, all my graduate programs, a souffle only rises once, but you can rise many times.
Ah, great. That's great. And, you know, you've got to keep hanging on to those great comments and those great quotes because, you know, at the end of the day, like you say, a boxer doesn't lose, Peter, because he gets knocked down. A boxer loses because he doesn't get back up. And
I
say, you don't drown because you fall in the water. You drown because you don't get back out. And from what I understand, back even in your – and this is important because a lot of our listeners aren't at the top now, but they have a dream to get there. So they can relate to your story. I go back to John Ward Elementary and Newton North High School. And those days earlier when you were a kid trying to figure it out, Peter – you always, am I correct, had a drive, a hunger to learn and to push yourself forward. Am I correct? You always had that kind of a drive inside you.
You know, I had that kind of a drive, but I would say to you, it wasn't this kind of relentless, ferocious ambition. It was a drive of curiosity, understanding how electronics and technology worked. I became an amateur radio operator, got all the great licenses, did all the work on it, built all my own rigs and antenna arrays, was in science fairs. I would say I was kind of a geek in those days, but there wasn't geekdom, and there was no geekdom then. But the idea was I knew that being curious was my secret weapon. In other words, that I knew that in being curious, I might not have the answer the first time, but I'll get the answer.
You know, it's interesting. I don't think I've ever heard anyone quite put it that way before, but it all makes so much sense that curiosity really is the foundation of drive. Am I correct?
It's everything. You know, really, without sounding funny, you know, curiosity fuels your passion. If you're not curious, you won't have the passion.
Peter,
and that's the key.
When you became, you went to Syracuse University in 1960. Again, you went to NYU for your JD and LLM. Did you get your law degree to become a lawyer or for the security to become a business person and have that background and that knowledge to give you strength?
If the truth be told,
yes,
and that's what we're here to do, if the truth be told, the first day in law school, I knew I didn't want to be a lawyer. They said, Mr. Guber, stand up. On the up, when he said stand up in the class,
yeah.
I said, wait a minute. I don't think I want to be a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean anything's wrong with being a lawyer.
No.
It just means that it wasn't what I was cut out for. But I knew that the educational process, the learning process would be valuable. I knew that the institutional experience would be valuable. I knew that the relationships I would make would be valuable. So I let myself complete my process, and then actually, by having that educational gravitas, it gave me more opportunity to get going in my career.
I love it. And it must have also given you a hidden security that you could take greater risks in business, and you know in your back of your mind you can always fall back on a law degree if you had to.
I would rather fall back on my sword. That's what I would rather do. I respect lawyers, I respect attorneys, I respect the educational process doing that.
But the idea is, for me personally,
I felt that knowing the law and understanding the law was a critical and valuable asset for my life in business and life. But actually practicing the law and making a career of it for me was not something that I wanted to do for any moment while I was even entered law school.
But just having that background must have helped you in everything you've done. Helped
me. Everything's helped me in everything I've done. You know, my business school, the law school, the graduate schools, teaching, all the things help you. But the idea of, if you look and decide what the lens always for me was the kind of congruence that I felt, and that was I want to be doing things that I'm continually curious about, that continually challenge my intelligence, my capacity to organize myself, my capacity to be passionate and curious. That's what I really do. And, you know, I think that the most successful people over a long period of time have that mental gymnastics for them, going for them.
I say, you know, our mutual friend John Paul DeJoria once told me that earlier in his life, he was a tow truck driver. He knocked door-to-door selling encyclopedias. He sold beauty supplies door-to-door. And he said if he never had all the experiences before he came and co-created John Paul Mitchell Systems, without all those prior experiences, John Paul Mitchell Systems would never be the business it is today. Ladies and gentlemen, we are visiting with Peter Guber. Hold on to your seats. This is going to be the great rest of this hour. He's going to talk about Tell to Win, his book, and we're going to get into that as soon as we get back to this break. I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success.
Coming up, how to really tell a story.
It's called telling a purposeful story. It's not storytelling. If you can't tell it, you can't sell it. Your feet, tongue, heart, and wallet are all going to be going in the same direction. And if you do that, it will shine through. That authenticity will shine through before you speak the first word. So the first person you motivate is you. Your intention has to be clear. Then you go after the audience. That's the target of what you're trying to do, is get to their heart. You have to be interested rather than trying to be interesting. What's in it for them? Because what you're trying to do, in fact, what you're doing, is you're trying to move them emotionally to own the information embedded in the story and make it theirs. And they will remember it. They will recall it, and they will act upon it. And most importantly, even, they'll tell it forward.
That and so much more with Peter Guber with John Resnick on Legends of Success.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The jury is about to start deliberating in the Paul Manafort bank and tax fraud case. After listening to closing arguments from prosecutors and the defense yesterday, then the judge gave 90 minutes of final instructions to the jury. Manafort facing multiple charges of fraud and money laundering. Former CIA Director John Brennan says President Trump revoked his security clearance to try to silence him, as he's been one of the president's biggest critics.
Mr. Trump believes that this is going to lead me to just to go away and be quiet. He is very badly mistaken.
He spoke on MSNBC. Also in an op-ed piece in the New York Times today, Brennan says Trump's claims of no collusion with Russia are hogwash. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Peter Goober is our guest today on Legends of Success. As I mentioned earlier in the show, Peter has had, through his history, first of all, folks, typically I get into the life history of our guest, and then we talk if they have a book a little bit about it, or we reflect back on the wisdom. I am honest when I tell you that if I get into Peter's entire history, we will have no time for anything else. I won't even complete his history. I didn't even get partway in it. Talk about how you – well, real quick. You got out of law school. I'm going to go back and contradict myself. 1965 or 1968, you get recruited by Columbia, and then all of a sudden, a few years later, you're running that studio. Explain to the listeners, how did that happen? How did you get recruited, and what skills did it take to get to the head of that studio in just several years by age 30?
Well, you'll get be upset with me when I tell you this, but it's true. One is a great deal of luck. I mean, enormous luck. One could call it timing, but it was luck. And the reason why, when I came into the business, Clint Eastwood was singing in movies. I mean, so you got to understand, it was a different time. It was, everything from, the world was alive with the Sound of Music, those kind of Paint Your Wagon and Darling Lil, and suddenly along comes Easy Rider. And the whole business became a very young-centric business. And I was young, and I was centric and well-educated, and I was in a company that was turning over and over and over because they had so many problems, financial problems. And I was as people left or be fired, I was the cheapest asset they had. Maybe I could take E.T. off of that and just be the cheapest, you know what, they had. But the point is, I was there. And what I really learned was, if you stay in uniform on the field, things can happen. So I never withdrew from the field. I just worked really hard, and I stayed there, and I kept accumulating people as they lost their job or they lost their business, and I took over their requirements, happily, I might add, and no greater money, I might add. And then so what happened was, after a while, I became a very valuable resource to the company, and suddenly I had the best job, and the idea is I consider it a great deal of luck. I grant you that I worked hard, but I'm not sure that much harder than anybody else who was older and wiser, but I was young, and that was one thing that I had over most of the other people there. I was young, and by being young, I caught the fancy of the ownership or most senior managerial elements in New York of the company, and suddenly I was running the West Coast. I was running the Columbia Pictures Studio.
But to navigate your way in as an entry-level position and work your way up, I mean, there is no school that you can go to learn what you had to do. Am I correct? You must have the confidence and the insight that you got to land on your feet and scramble. I mean, you've really got to develop it while you're on the job. Am I right?
You're totally correct, but it's a little bit like Pee Wee Herman running the place. You know, it's like, you got to recognize that when revolutions happen, they can be lethal. And this was a revolution that was going on right in those companies all over the business at that time. And so the ability to not be a gigantic stakeholder yet in the company was an advantage. It was really an advantage for me. I found that if I did the right thing all the time, always did the right thing, I would always have my feet, tongue, heart, and wallet all going in the same direction, that my authenticity and my congruence would shine through. And it did. And that left me an opportunity to do things in that company that I would never, ever have the opportunity to do. I kept taking over as people were left or fired or let go. I kept taking over their responsibilities because they asked me to. And suddenly, I had the keys to the car.
And producing a film, putting together a film, you must learn on the job. So you're saying you learned from others who were there, and you kept picking pieces up to put it together.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the point. If you're not growing, you're dying. You've got to always be learning. So the story you want of your life is a constant and never-ending improvement. C-A-N-E-I, I believe it is. A constant and never-ending improvement. Yeah, and the idea is, that's a Japanese mantra, which really goes to the fact that your excellence depends on your attitude as much as your aptitude. And the story you tell yourself about what you're doing runs you. And so why not tell a good story, write a good story, and live a good story?
Well, that's pretty powerful. And so you always have to visualize, believe in yourself. And if you can't see your story, if you can't visualize your life and what your goals are, how in the world are you going to get there?
Well, I think that's exactly right. What you focus on grows. And if you focus on the story you tell yourself, the meaning you give that story, I'm worthy, I'm good, I know what I'm doing, I've been successful at this before, I've had failures, but I've learned from them, this is the way it feels for me, and you focus on that, and the way you, where you want to be, you'll get pulled towards that point and the opportunity arises. You focus on, I'm no good, I'm a failure, I don't know what's going on, you will, you'll fail, and you're no good, and that'll happen to you. So you have to be mindful of what you want, not what you don't want.
You were with Columbia for a number of years, and you phased out, and you went in to co-found Casablanca Records with a guy that I met and thought was one of the most outstanding people in my entire life, and that was Neil Bogart.
Right.
And that's,
you know, relationships, partnerships have been my life. I've always had people in my life that I had great respect for and learned from, and these relationships were pretty much at will all the time, wherever I was with them. And the idea that you have a pitch-catch relationship is truly what narrative is about. You have to be able to pitch and catch. You have to have a shared space. I thought we had it.
Well, Neil was one of the greats. I was very sad. I think he passed away in the early 80s from cancer. I remember Joyce and all those, you know, his wife and everything. But during the time at Casablanca, Kiss was one of the acts. Tell us about, and I'd like to get into your book. You talk about Gene Simmons and his story. And again, folks, Tell to Win is Peter's book. So I think you hit the number one on New York Times bestseller, Wall Street Journal. You're selling a lot of units, aren't you?
Yeah, we became, you know, what it really says is that you're able to get escape velocity. You're able to get it off the ground. And now the book has to be what it is, and people have to embrace it. And I think we've accomplished a lot of that. But the idea is, the conceit of the book is that everybody has this capability. And if they shine the light on it, and they just take it out and do it for a test ride, they'll find out how much more joy and how much more success they can have in their life.
That sounds great. And we get back, I'm going to ask Peter about Jean-Paul DeJoria. I'm going to ask about Gene Simmons. I'm going to ask him about the Resniks. No relation, but I wish they were. We're going to find out their stories right out of this book. You're listening to Legends of Success.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then, take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now, we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back on Legends of Success. Peter Guber is our guest today. What are several of the core elements that you must have to tell a powerful story to move people to action?
Well, first of all, you have to understand there's two parts to it. It's called telling a purposeful story. It's not storytelling. Mm-hmm. We're not asking you to become, you know, James Cameron or Steven Spielberg. We're saying to you, inside of you, the way you're designed, the way you're wired, is the capability, the ability to tell a purposeful story. That, in fact, you are doing it. You are doing it. And when you know what you're doing, you can improve it. So the idea is you're not going to become John Grisham, maybe not Howard Schultz or Steve Jobs, but you'll take 10 or 15 strokes off your game and think how much more joy and success you'll both have. Joy and success as opposed to pain and failure. So the idea is, what are some of the accoutrements of that tell of the story before we get to story? One, in the room, face-to-face, breathing the same air. Why is that important? Because when the chips are really down and it really counts, you got to get somebody to do something, they want to breathe the same air. They want to be in the same room. They want to feel you. They want to get you. They want to see if you're authentic. They want to see all those things work. So you've got to be prepared. When you really want to get something done, to be in the room face-to-face with somebody. So what do you have to do? One, if you can't tell it, you can't sell it. And meaning telling it means being fit, being authentic. That means authentic means congruity, congruence. Your feet, tongue, heart, and wallet all going to be going in the same direction. And if you do that, it will shine through. That authenticity will shine through before you speak the first word. So the first person you motivate is you. Your intention has to be clear. Then you can go after the audience's intention. I call the people who listen audiences, not customers or clients, because they protect their groin or their wallet. Audiences open their heart. And that's the business. That's the target of what you're trying to do, is get to their heart. Now, what do you have to do? You have to be interested rather than trying to be interesting. What's in it for them? Not what's in it for you, not why you're doing it. What's in it for them? Be audience-centric. And try to cut through the cacophony, the noise that's going on in their head when you're trying to get their attention. What kind of noise? What do you do? Change pace, change volume, touching, communicating, but and the idea of being present. If you're going to be present, be present. Now, what about the next component, the audience? Think of them as audiences. And when you think of them as audience, when you think of what's in it for them, that's where they're going to be thinking. When you do that, you have emotional generosity. You then are in the emotional transportation business, because what you're trying to do, in fact, what you're doing, is you're trying to move them emotionally to own the information embedded in the story and make it theirs.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're visiting with Peter Guber, the chairman and CEO of Mandalay Entertainment and the author of the book, Tell to Win. You're listening to Legends of Success.
How are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
For your free, no-obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234, to speak to an income specialist. Call now, 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, Income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now, 866-913-1234.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Today, we're visiting with Peter Guber, one of the most prolific executives in the history of the entertainment business. Let me ask you, Peter, this book has examples all through it. Let's start with Gene Simmons, for example. Everybody knows who Gene Simmons is from Kiss. But, you know, folks, if you really don't know his story, he's not just a guy that breathes fire, spits blood. This is one ingenious business person. Where is Gene's story, and how has that driven his entire life, Peter?
Gene is a young man. Mother was a Holocaust survivor. And the idea of representing survival, representing the way he looked at life, was through the lens of his mom and growing up. And as such, he was very, 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 always very centric to the fact that this authenticity of who he was observed by the people, that he, in fact, he wanted to be active in his own rescue, that he wanted to be in control of his life rather than be a passenger. And in such, he would take risks. But the risks were always protected risks because he knew there could be an ending. And that came from his mom. And what he really did was he recognized that his story came through her lens. It wasn't her, but it came through her lens. And therefore, when he made all of his deals and did all of his machinations, it was always about individual partnerships, never cross-collateralizing it with other individuals or other enterprises. It was his deal with you. He felt that was the sanctity of his relationship, and he could trust and count on that. He couldn't count on the institution. He could count on that relationship. And he made that his mantra all the way through his life.
John Paul DeJoria. He's been on the show several times. I'm really overdue to bring him back. An amazing individual.
Wow.
Talk about John Paul for a moment.
Well, John Paul was at my house staying with me, him and his wife, for a week in Hawaii. And I went with him. He taught my courses, and he's been around many times in my life. But he really shared with me a very interesting yarn, and that was the concept of how he decided to make all of his products and all of his offerings to be, I want to use the word eco-friendly, but it doesn't mean eco-friendly. He wanted to be sensitive that everybody was sharing this planet, and he didn't want to do anything that was detrimental to the planet's existence. And therefore, whatever he did with the products he had, they had to be user-friendly, fan-friendly, and earth-friendly. He didn't want to do anything that would not be in that way. And he got that message, actually, about giving back, from his mom. When he grew up, he was a young boy, and he had very little money. And when he would have a dime or something like that, his mom at Christmas time would say, "See that man over there with the bell and the tripod and the red suit? He needs it more than you do. You must go over and help him. Share your well-being with him, and he will share it with the rest of the world." And he did that, and he realized later on that contributed to his whole view of philanthropy, that he always had to make room on the table for somebody who was disadvantaged, and always make room in his heart for somebody to be able to feel his pain and feel his joy, and that he realized that he was a steward of the planet, and anything he did had to be purposeful, had to follow the guidelines of not just good business, but good life citizen. And that's what he did.
And, you know, that is so true. And I knew John Paul, you know his story. When I lived in L.A., I was really broke. But I didn't know at the time. When he's living in the back of his Cadillac, sleeping up on Mulholland Drive, he used to walk down to Griffith Park, collect Coke bottles, shower there at Griffith Park. You know where I used to see him, Peter? Over at El Torito. We'd be there for happy hour and $1.50. We're stuffing ourselves. That's all we could afford to eat. And that guy from day one never lost his ethical baseline. And he's always been true to that. He told me once, he said, "I would never test on animals." I said, "Who'd you test on?" He said, "Me," and I cried. But he used to put that soap in his eye. He would not test his shampoo on animals' eyes. That's how much he believed. And he never wavered.
Right.
Let's talk about another one. Stuart and Linda Resnick, who I told you, when 1977, I live in Los Angeles, and I was delivering for Wally's Liquor, and I delivered to this Resnick house on Sunset Boulevard. The mansion, it's nicer than most Capitol buildings in states. These people are amazing, but he came from nothing. What's their story and how'd they make it?
Well, you know, here's a guy, when you look at the Resnicks, they don't even do a product unless it has a story, whether it's Fiji water, whether it's Jackie O's Pearls, whether it's Teleflora, whether it's Franklin Mint, whether it's Kraken Pistachios, whether it's Palm Wonderful. They believe that the product has got to be great, but the story has got to tell the tale, and it's got to move the meter. And so all of their products, whether it's Jackie's Pearls, the story she tells about replicating them, and how she sold the products, or the health benefits of Palm Wonderful, or the experience benefits of Teleflora, or any of these ones that they talk about, the idea is she is the chief storyteller. She looks at marketing and says, she has to find the story in the product that's integrated to the product, that's authentic to the product, that's congruent with the product's promise to its customer, purchaser, buyer, whatever. And so she always felt this way. Actually, she came from a artistic family. She came from, I think his name was Jack Harris, who was a major producer in Hollywood, and quite an interesting fellow. And so she always was around people who could spin a yarn, who could tell it. But she turned it the other way. She took the product and used the story to move the product, the physical product, not the story of the product, the physical product. And she was really mindful of the fact that that story has to be able to be told many times over by all the people who use the product, because that's what they pay forward. They pay forward the story. And if they pay forward the story, they become viral advocates and they become apostles for your product, your business, your offering.
Peter, you've been a fabulous guest. Is there anything you'd like to wrap up with about your book?
Well, it's been a challenge for me. The challenge was that I wanted the book to be something that people felt was useful and purposeful, that it would change their Monday, that it would change their belief and conviction, that it would be, if you will, active in their own rescue, or a orchestra leader of their own success, that they didn't have to recognize that there was any tool outside of them that was more valuable than being able to tell their story to whom they wanted to move to act. And if they didn't own that, wow, they could do anything they wanted in their life. And I just wanted to get that message out.
Well, I really appreciate you being here. I'd like to have you come back sometime because this hour really flew fast, Peter.
Well, I appreciate your help, and I appreciate being involved with you, and I think that you're doing a great job yourself.
Well, thanks. I'd also like to thank Jesse Danzig from 15 Minutes PR, also Michael Parks, our producer, Ethan Resnick, Director of Communications, and the intelligent and beautiful Billy Resnick. And most of all, thank you, folks, for tuning in. I really appreciate you being here and sharing part of your day with us every weekend. This has been Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, has died at 76. The Grammy-winning singer had reportedly been battling cancer, and just days ago, her family was asking for prayers for her, disclosing that she was being cared for at her home by hospice. Her music spanned several genres, including gospel, jazz, soul, pop, and R&B. Again, Aretha Franklin has died at 76. They heard closing arguments yesterday. Now the bank and tax fraud case against President Trump's former campaign chief Paul Manafort is in the hands of the jury. And this is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
There are reports the husband of a pregnant woman reported missing in northern Colorado has admitted killing her and their two children. Just days ago, though, Chris Watts was shedding tears as he discussed with reporters the disappearance of his family. President Trump revokes the security clearance of a former CIA chief who's been very critical of President Trump's decisions and behavior. Now that former intelligence official John Brennan says,
Mr. Trump decided to take this action, as he's done with others, to try to intimidate and suppress any criticism of him or his administration.
Brennan speaking on NBC News.
This is not going to deter me at all. I'm going to continue to speak out.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says that it was done because Brennan lied to the American public on a variety of sensitive issues.